Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out on the Sports Gulletin guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Sports Gulletin at 800-JUSTICE. One thing certainly sports media-wise I would change, Howard Eskin would be on time at 12 noon instead of calling it at 12:08. How are you, Ken?
That's what I'm doing. I'm making up the time that you've been late, so I'm adding all the minutes up, and I'm just forcing you to wait all those minutes that you made me wait for all those weeks.
Wow. So Howard, is that really what you're doing, or were you doing something legitimate?
I was teaching Joe a lesson, because that's life advice.
I think this is a cover-up.
He never followed my life advice.
Really?
So. Well, I think I have. 12 noon today, we were ready to go. Many weeks in the last month and a half, we've been ready to go.
He actually did hurry through the previous segment to get to you on time, Howard.
Just take this for what it's worth, because this will never happen again. Jill, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Cut that audio. Thank you, Howard. You're a good man. All right, Howard, we got a lot to hit here today. Phillies, Eagles, the whole deal, changes in sports. Let's start with the Phillies. I'm going to say the same thing to you that I said to Ray Dittinger yesterday. The 2019 Philadelphia Phillies are what in your world? 2019 Philadelphia Phillies, Howard Eskin, go ahead. What do you got?
They're a possible wild card team. Possible. They are better than they were in the past. But they're not deep enough. They're not good enough to go anywhere in the playoffs. So assume that they won, and this is where Matt Klentak has a problem. You know, do you trade for somebody who's a rental to get you a one-game playoff, which is, okay, so if you win the one game, then you play the Dodgers, and then you're done. So do you do that, or do you wait and be patient and just hope that everybody kind of stays the same and you get into the playoffs? Because they're not going to go anywhere. The reality is, this year they're not going to go anywhere in the playoffs. You don't go through a half a season and have all these problems offensively where you don't knock in runners from third base with less than two outs. Your pitching doesn't change dramatically when you see what the pitchers are for half a season. So I don't think any of that changes. And what you see is what you got. And there are possible wild
Howard, let me ask you a question. I had a really fascinating phone call last night. Rob Ellis was in for Joe Giglio last night hosting. And a caller called in and basically made the point that the Phillies cheaped out in the offseason and said, if you really think about it, they paid Harper a lot of money, but it's only $25 million per year. I know it sounds like a lot, but, you know, Segura is on a first contract. Real Muto is on a first contract. And if you really look at it, they didn't actually – it's not a huge amount of money. And do you think Middleton is reluctant to spend money?
Not one little bit.
Wow.
If the right players were there. So tell me, with all this, well, he didn't spend enough. Well, who do you go get? I think he overreached for Harper because he couldn't get, all this nonsense that goes on in WIP, which, they got to sign Harper, and he felt pressure. Harper's a nice player. But is he worth the kind of money based on what he has? He's a nice player. So, I mean, I don't even know what players are worth anymore because they're paid so much. But they got better before they got Harper. So who was he going to sign?
Dallas Keuchel. You're not suspicious at all that John Middleton is unwilling to spend into the luxury tax?
Knowing John for as long as I've known him, not one little bit. He said something, and I'm sure he didn't just say it in the group of people. I heard him say it. He says, I have plenty of money. That's not what I want anymore. I want to win a championship. And money is not his issue.
All right, so Howard, on Keuchel, was it
Keuchel,
a
–
Hold on, no, I don't want to stop with Keuchel. He pitched seven innings the other day without giving up a run, gave up two runs in the eighth. He's starting to pitch better. Do you think Klentak misevaluated, or do you think Klentak was right that Keuchel's not good enough? Because I think Klentak was wrong.
Well, I explained this to you before, that the Phillies weren't the right team for Keuchel because he pitches to contact, They're an average. They're a better defensive team than they were last year, but they're average. Atlanta is a good defensive team. He fit with Atlanta better than he fit with most teams. And Keuchel, you know, the draft pick, say what you want. Nobody signed. You tell me nobody needs pitching? Nobody signed Keuchel till after the point, after the beginning of June, when they didn't have to give up a draft pick. And he only got, you know, part of a one-year contract. So it's not just the Phillies. Obviously, other teams didn't want to deal with it either, or deal with him and say, you know, he's 32 years old. He pitches to contact. You got to find the right team. You know, you can stop with the Keuchel stuff. It's just that wasn't the fit. And the thought that John Middleton wasn't going to spend money is the most ludicrous, ridiculous thing. It's a joke for somebody to say that. This guy will spend, if he knew he could get a player, and it was going to take him deep into the playoffs, he would have gotten that player. Keuchel wasn't the player that they evaluated to be that guy.
It might have helped him get
to
the playoffs.
So what about the options now prior to the trade deadline? Do you see us spending big for someone like Zach Greinke, which would be $35 million over the next two seasons, to make this team better? Because he would put this team in a better position to succeed in the playoffs.
What makes you think Arizona, who's in a playoff race too?
Because they want to get out from under that contract.
Well, if he's going to help them win, they can't do that. If the Phillies could get Zach
hypothetically, Grant, then
if they could get Zach,
if he's available, would we spend that?
Yes, absolutely. The thing is, I don't know if Zach Greinke is big in a major media market like Philadelphia.
Well, that is an issue.
Strange guy. Yeah, he's kind of a strange guy.
Yeah.
But he can pitch. But if they could get Greinke, money would not be the issue. That's the last thing that would be. They're going to sign another big free agent next year. I think they're going to go after Anthony Rendon because they missed out on and they weren't going to get Arenado. But they want to get a third baseman. Mikel Franco is a joke. You know, they call him a starting third baseman in Major League Baseball. So they need a third baseman, and Rendon would be good. But we'll see what happens. They really know that they need a third baseman.
All right, Howard, let's flip it to the Eagles here. Training camp in 13 days. Carson Wentz, the biggest storyline. Carson aside, biggest storyline that you're interested in about the Eagles roster, whatever, training camp, other than Carson Wentz, is which storyline?
I don't know. I don't really know what they need. I'm still worried about the safeties because McLeod's coming back from an injury. Malcolm Jenkins doesn't have the same speed as he used to have. He's really a linebacker, not a safety. So I don't know if that's a storyline, but I think their offense is going to be off the charts. Remember how people panicked when I remember at the owners' meetings, oh, the Eagles, they don't have a running back. Oh, what are they going to do? They don't have a running back. And all of a sudden they get Howard from Chicago. Well, now all of a sudden, you know, it's not going to collapse. They actually have a football team because they got a running back. They will, if they need players during the preseason, get the players. But I don't know that I can identify one area. You want to see Jason Peters stay healthy for most of the year. Obviously, that's really important. You want to see the offensive line because that's going to be important for Carson Wentz. And I know you guys will dwell on and people will dwell on, well, you got to make sure Carson Wentz is healthy. Carson Wentz looks healthy now. Quarterbacks get hurt. But I don't think it's because of his past injuries, if in fact that happens. I'm not really worried about Carson Wentz. But there's probably a lot of things you can look at. You watch this offense. This offense is going to be off the charts good. They're going to do so many things. Doug Peterson is going to be like Frankenstein. he's going to create so many different options on offense. It's going to be unbelievable to watch. You watch and see what happens. Now, but they still have to play a little bit of defense, even though they're going to be able to score a lot of points. So if there's not really one thing that I can look at. They've improved themselves on the defensive line. Chris Long, he's lost a lot of weight in the offseason, so I think it's now less likely that, you know, his mind is now turned because he's lost a lot of weight. But I think with the players they added, I think the defensive line is going to be, and we'll see in camp, I think the defensive line is going to be good.
Derek Barnett is a guy they're leaning heavily upon.
Yes.
What do you know that justifies that?
Well, he was a first-round pick. He's got a lot of ability, but he's got to stay healthy, and he's got to be what they thought he could be. Now, you can project people all you want, but that's an important part of what their rotation is going to be. They're going to rotate people, but he's got to stay healthy. And I think he is healthy. Well, not 100%, but that's going to be important for him too.
Is there a surprise at defensive end? Like, is Josh Sweat better than anyone thought? Is Deshaun Hall better? Is Joe Ostman better? And they'll actually show up and play and give us meaningful snaps?
Josh Sweat, from what everybody that I've talked to, they are really impressed with what he's done. And again, it's only been mini camps. They're really impressed with Josh Sweat. Really. Now, the pick they got, the guy they got from Penn State.
Sharif Miller.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll see what happens with him. But
probably won't play at all this year, right?
They're not jumping through hoops to talk about Sharif Miller, although it's a good story. He's a local guy and all that. But Josh Sweat, they are really impressed with what he's done in minicamp. Now he's got to go out and do it. Yeah. But that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as well.
All right, Howard, a lot of conversation today on our show, things you changed in sports. Now, you've not been one to complain about anything in sports ever. But if you were to dabble in that realm, one change in sport, any rule, anything, what are you changing?
I would change the NBA. Because it's a broken product, I would change it into a situation where the teams still run the game and not the players. And you've got to find something. Adam Silver did a lot of double talk and mumbo jumbo the other night. I listened to his news conference when he talked at the governor's meetings. But you can't let the players run the game. You can't start choosing up sides. I know that they got some other teams to get competitive, but you can't do that because it's going to ruin a lot of teams, and it's just not good that they run the game. The players run the game, and that can't happen. You've got to have somebody that has control to do what they want. So I would make rules. Adam Silver said, people seem to be negotiating before they were allowed to. Well, they got to follow the rules.
Yep.
So then make them follow the rules and then fine them. Fine them or take away a draft pick. That'll stop that very quickly. So I can't allow the players to continue to run the game. And James Ennis is a moron. I have to get that. And what a dope.
Howard, thanks for calling in. Always fun talking. Appreciate it.
All right. See you. All right,
thanks, Howard.
The King Howard asks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.